Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. Garda management will meet senior government ministers in the coming days to discuss the response to anti-migrant protests and the destruction of a tented camp sheltering asylum seekers in Dublin on Friday. Refugee groups are warning of grave concerns for the safety of those sleeping rough in the city after the torching of a makeshift camp for migrants on Dublin's Sandwith Street. On Saturday, there were confrontations between anti-immigration protesters and Gardaí after a group marched the International Protection Office on Mount Street, where a number of people had also been staying in tents. The government is now evaluating the possibility of using floating accommodation, also known as flotels, to accommodate people seeking asylum in Ireland. In a moment, Sinn Féin TD Chris Andrews, in whose constituency the weekend violence took place. But first, for the latest on attempts to tackle the migrant accommodation crisis, let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, what, as far as we know, is under consideration now to deal with the increasing numbers of people coming here seeking international protection but for whom there is no accommodation?
The Minister, Radhig O'Gorman, is saying that anything and everything is under consideration so that they can try and reduce the number of people who are seeking international protection from Ireland but currently homeless, now estimated to be around 480 people. One of the issues confirmed by the department was that they were looking at the idea of floating accommodation. Now, Brian, that includes cruise ships as well as flotels, so a basic form of accommodation often put up on barges. What's known as the International Protection Procurement Service is engaging with other countries to try and find out their experiences of this, consulting with various different stakeholders domestically as well, such as the Maritime Unit of the Department of Transport. So it's just indicative of a situation where we clearly have a big problem and the government is looking at any way to try and be able to alleviate the pressure.
They'll be looking presumably at other countries in Europe which have used this floating accommodation to try to deal with the numbers turning up in some of those countries.
Precisely. Now, this isn't the first time that we've had debate on flotels. If you go back to the Fianna Fáil Progressive Democrat coalition government in the year 2000, they too began to look at flotels, but ultimately they decided against the measure on the basis of some of the negative experiences found by other European countries like Denmark. Now, just what happened in 2000 doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen again in 2023. So basically the government is assessing what new has come on stream, what would work, and also what the cost would be as well.
In the meantime, the minister does say that there will be further accommodation coming on stream, actually in the coming days.
Yes, a couple of hundred beds are going to come on stream in the next couple of days. So that will certainly be of assistance to the estimated 480 people who are currently homeless, but that still leaves half of them on the streets.
What about the situation in relation to the security and safety of those who are on the street? We saw these scenes in central Dublin near the headquarters of the International Protection Office. Ministers expected to meet senior Gardaí to discuss this situation again in the coming days.
Yeah, Minister Gorman saying that while the public has a right to protest against government policy, what people don't have a right to do is to intimidate asylum seekers or commit acts of violence, as we saw over the weekend. So to that end, both he and the Justice Minister Simon Harris will meet Garda management during the week to discuss how to respond to those protests. And I think they'll also take on board at that meeting some of the concerns as articulated by the Garda Representative Association, the rank and file, about the difficulties that they're finding policing on the streets as well.
Very good. Paul Cunningham, political correspondent. Thank you for that.